USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea is accusing the United States of not living up to the spirit of the denuclearization agreement reached at the June summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling nations at a regional forum in Singapore to keep up sanctions on the North until it gives up its nuclear weapons. After Pompeo left that conference, North Korea's foreign minister said his country is determined to act in good faith, but is alarmed at what he says is the U.S. intention to go back to the old way of doing things. President Trump speaks at a Columbus, Ohio rally on Saturday, where he heaps criticism on Democrats saying they want open borders,
which equals massive crime. Like, they don't care about it. They don't care about the crime. They don't care about your military, and they don't care about your vets.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Former NFL stars inducted last night into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, among them Ray Lewis, who played all of his 17 seasons for the Baltimore Ravens and gave a rousing and inspirational speech last night.
I am truly blessed to have met so many men of faith from my childhood pastors, Pastor Brown, Pastor Sims. My relationship with pastors is so vibrant, it's amazing. And they have guided me throughout my life and continue to guide me to this day. I have to thank every pastor that's been in my life and has prayed for my life and is still in my life.
The other inductees include linebacker Brian Urlacher, safety Brian Dawkins, and receivers Terrell Owens and Randy Moss. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro escapes injury after he was targeted in an attack while speaking in Caracas yesterday. Explosive drones going off in what they say was an attempt on Maduro's life. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tornadoes do not hit central Massachusetts often, but a tornado did tear through the town of Webster there yesterday. There are no reports of serious injuries, but this Webster resident says,
I felt like I was going to be like Wizard of Oz and taken away with it. I'm small, so you know.
About 50 people displaced from their homes. The Red Cross is helping them today. Coal consumption in the U.S. last year was at its lowest level since 1983, and it was the fourth consecutive year of declining domestic coal use. That according to a report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, which also says the use of coal in electric power generation is down 36% since 2008, the highest level on record for U.S. coal production. Use of natural gas to create electricity is up 16% so far this year over last year, with renewable energy use up by 2% year to year. And actor Sir Patrick Stewart will make it so, again, reprising his iconic role as Jean-Luc Picard, the captain of the starship, on Star Trek The Next Generation. A new series will be set after the show, which ran from 1987 to 1994, and four movies that wrapped up in 2002. Stewart tweeting that returning to the role is an unexpected and delightful surprise. It'll be running on CBS's streaming service, CBS All Access.